Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hello, everyone. We hope you've been enjoying Season 4 of Greater Boston. We'll be on hiatus for a little while longer, but while we're away, we wanted to share some really cool shows with you. This week, we're excited to introduce Someone Dies in This Elevator. This show's title seems to tell you everything you need to know. Someone dies in an elevator, got it. But everything the title doesn't tell you, who, when, how, why, is what draws you into each story. The creators made this show to play in this space and see how far they can go within the limit. You can really hear how much fun they're having. It's a fascinating listen. Each season consists of 13 fully produced episodes, and in between seasons, the show releases narrative microfiction stories. Each main episode is written by a different writer, contains new characters and a new story, and is brought to life with full sound design and scoring. Today we're excited to present Episode 5, South of Palenque, set in an ancient Mayan elevator where a professor has hired a guide to assist him in exploration. But he gets more than he bargained for when he's sent to Xibalba. This episode is a revenge story with a satisfying ending and critiques colonialism. Our thanks to Someone Dies in This Elevator for their support. Buckle up, the episode starts now.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated PG-13. A warning to please take care of yourself. This episode contains racism in academia, the consequences of genocidal colonization, and death in an elevator. Please read the show notes for more information.
Put your back into it, Manny.
I could use some help, Professor.
Nonsense. You got it. Besides, what am I paying you for?
You paid for a jungle guide.
I can't believe it.
This is remarkable.
No, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Do you realize what this is?
No, but I'm sure you're about to.
If I'm correct, and I believe I am, the floor of the structure seems to be made of sapodillo wood.
You've got quite the eye, Professor.
But this much sapodilla places the construction of this structure sometime before the switch to inkwood. This must have been built prior to the late classic period.
Meaning?
Meaning this structure is likely... Oh, Manny.
Come on, best guess.
This part of the temple could be between 14 and 1800 years old. God, It looks remarkably well preserved. Perhaps the stone slab acted as a pressure seal. Ha! Well, this structure is being held up by a series of wooden pulleys, and I think if I just pull on this rope here...
Whoa, wait, don't pull up!
Now do you understand, Manny? We're in an elevator! An ancient Mayan elevator!
You can't be serious.
Oh, I am. And given that stone slab we just moved...
We?
No one has set foot on this elevator for over a millennium.
Millennia? Is this... safe?
It's hard to say. But when has progress ever been made without taking a few risks? Hand me your torch.
What?
Your flashlight. Hand it over.
All right, here.
There seems to be something in the walls. Embedded in the limestone. It's catching the light. Can you see?
Pyrite.
Huh?
It's pyrite. The Mayan people placed it in their tunnels to make them sparkle. Like there were stars in the darkness below the ground.
It's fitting. Fool's gold for a foolish sentiment.
I thought you would have known that. Being a professor and all that. That reminds me. What are you a professor of again?
My focus, you could say, is lost civilizations. Forgotten peoples.
Forgotten people.
Yes. You might have read my work in National Geographic. I had a piece published recently on Uxmal.
Uh-huh. So, what brought you to Mexico?
The Mayan, of course.
Right. Of course.
The walls of the, tunnel seem to be adorned with pictographs.
You can read those? What do they say?
Now, I could be wrong. I don't have my notes with me, but...
Don't leave me hanging.
Well, it seems to be a depiction of a descent of sorts. And here, the word... mirror. Their symbol for portal, perhaps into Xibalba, the underworld.
What about there? Those shapes, what do they say?
Outsider, perhaps? Foreigner? No, that's not quite right. An individual looking from the outside in. Well, observer, perhaps. In this glyph, is that Lord? Yes, of course. It must be about Hernan Cortez. The outsider, the Lord from across the sea.
You're so close.
Excuse me?
You're close. That was almost right.
How would you know?
Tell you what. I'll give you a hint. Rosa was a little heavy-handed with the chisel. That glyph you're reading is Lord Awa. It's actually wink, meaning person.
Wink.
Uh-huh. And here. Snake. Smoke. Mirrors. And this one. This one is you. Read that for me, Professor.
Mouse?
No. Rat. Try again. The whole thing.
Well, a rat traveling down the throat of a
come on.
A snake.
Bueno. You got it.
What is this? What's going on here? Is this some sort of joke? Who put you up to this?
A millennia.
What are you on about?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you emotionally exhausted? Do you have strong feelings about authoritarian power structures? Have you ever stared up at the night sky and felt tiny and alone? If so, ask your doctor about Wolf 359, the award-winning sci-fi audio fiction podcast by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Side effects may include strange genetic experiments, unreliable AI systems, the potential discovery of alien life, and toothpaste. Find Wolf 359 wherever you listen to podcasts and visit wolf359.fm to learn more.